From the KBI Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sarah Kellogg. Columbia Mayor Brian Treece has dissolved the city's Task Force on Medical Tourism. The task force was created in August of last year and was made up of 8 representatives from the medical, hospitality, and tourism industries in Columbia. The Columbia Missourian reports the task force recommended the city focus on 25 county areas in mid-Missouri as the most likely source of new patients and to explore 2 options. One option was to hire an outside firm to develop a marketing plan and internet portal to connect people traveling to Columbia for medical care with partners in Columbia hotels. The other option was to hire a third-party analyst to conduct feasibility research to determine if Columbia is fit to become a medical destination. Treece says the efforts to promote the city as a medical destination will continue with an informal committee. Crews at Kansas City International Airport have restored water services to one of its terminals, a day after a water main break prompted travelers to rely on shuttles to go to another terminal to use restrooms. Officials say the 12-inch pipe failed yesterday afternoon, forcing crews to shut off water to the airport's Terminal B. Portable toilets were brought in. Water service was restored shortly after 9 a.m. this morning. Airlines that use Terminal B include Southwest Airlines, Delta, and Alaska. Flights were unaffected by the water disruption. The University of Missouri football team landed its 5th commitment to the class of 2018. 3-star wide receiver Danny Gray from Dallas, Texas, announced his decision yesterday via Twitter. According to the Columbia Missourian, Missouri extended a scholarship offer to Gray this past Sunday. Missouri revenue growth appears to have reached the threshold to trigger income tax cuts. Data released today by the state budget director show net general revenues hit more than $9 billion during the fiscal year that ended Saturday. That's a 2.6% increase compared to the year before. Revenue appears to have grown enough in recent years to trigger gradual income tax cuts passed by lawmakers in 2014. Missouri Office of Administration spokeswoman Ryan Burns said whether the cuts will take effect is currently under review. If they do kick in, the top individual income tax rate will drop from 6% to 5.9% in January of 2018. It would also trigger a 5% deduction for business income reported on individual income tax returns starting in January. The Columbia City Council approved of a new roundabout at the intersection of Vandiver Drive and Parker Street. The council approved the proposal Monday night. According to the Columbia Missourian, the project will cost $900,000, according to a city memo. Council members said the roundabout is in response to safety concerns about the current intersection. 14 reported crashes have occurred at the intersection from January of 2011 to December of 2015. According to the city memo, a roundabout would reduce conflict points and control the speed and flow of traffic better. Funding for the project will come from the 2018 county road tax rebate and a 0.25% capital improvement sales tax. Construction is set to begin the summer of 2019. Sarah Kellogg, KBIA News, Columbia.